You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
We are currently joined by a pair of musicians. We have Bex and Tim from Teal Sky. They're coming on to talk about the new single, Citalopram. Is it pronounced Citalopram? Catalopram? How do you pronounce this thing?
Yeah, it's Citalopram. Exactly.
Citalopram. Fantastic, fantastic. Well, good morning, folks. They're coming to us straight from the car park out at RDU. How are things over at our favourite rivals station?
Oh, it's always spicy. Lee's eating a banh mi in the middle of nowhere.
Nothing. Nice.
I was just saying before, it's just really wet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Rainy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But vibes are still flowing.
Nice. Yeah, it's pretty overcast down here in Otipoti. It's going to get a bit rainy later on, but for now it's relatively dry, but very grey, very Coronation Street kind of weather, which I've had enough of, frankly. I don't know about you, but too much car weather, I feel like an old lady.
That is so fair, honestly. You need the sun.
Can't get your tan on.
Exactly. Not that I would tan very well anyway, but it is good to dream sometimes. Your band name is Teal Sky, but it's spelt S-K-I-E. Now, the band name would imply that there's some teal going on. Is there any teal in the band at all? I mean, you're kind of wearing a tealish hoodie there, Liam, but please tell me the truth.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, it started with Bex. It was an envision, it was a colour, it was an emotion, you know, mm-hmm. And now she always carries a teal lighter and always wears teal socks.
Yeah, it looks really
Every gig, teal socks.
Yeah,
you know?
Every gig.
It's a vision, you know?
We thought it would be too cliche if we all pulled up and we, like, imagine if we were all in, like, teal suits or something. It would be too literal, so it was just, like, fun to do, like, just little subtleties, I guess, in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Vibes.
Nice.
And it's a weird...
it was a what? Sorry? Yeah, Zoom is kind of playing up.
Oh, it's a weird name.
Yeah. It's a fun name. I mean, if you were to do it over with any other colour, would you do it with any other colour?
Ooh. And loyalty. I've got it. I'm under contract. I have to say teal. Yeah.
Got an NDA.
Oh, yeah. Literally. Maybe, I don't know, maybe like a... crimson sky.
Indigo.
When we're feeling moody.
That's crimson. Awesome. I want to touch on RDU, because RDU in Otatahi, for those who don't know, that is the student radio station there. They were pretty pivotal in helping you establish yourself as a band. I want to know, Bex, is that how you got involved with RDU?
No, it was actually a bit of a random chat. RDU was so pivotal. They did the ORMAP thing, which was the Otatahi Music Access Program, and that gave us Flown Away, which was really, really cool, which was our first single. But then last year in November, I just messaged Liam Donnelly, because I don't have any broadcasting experience at all, and I just messaged him on Instagram and I went, hey, I really want to make a radio show, slash kind of little moment, I guess, in Christchurch. And I want to call it, Becca's Buddies. And I want to, focus on local musicians and just have really bad chat and just do, make people drink really random items or, just lip sync or, do awful covers live on the radio and stuff. And he was like, I'm so there. You need to do that. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then it's just kind of continued. No one's told me to get off the radio yet, so.
Nice. Not yet. I might file a complaint after this interview. on a recent Instagram post, y'all say that y'all are entering a new era. I want to know, what era is this? What era are we talking? Classical, antiquity, postmodern? What's the vibe?
Absolutely. Well, I think it's, us now... A few months ago, we entered the transition phase where we had a new rhythm section. We replaced one of the most highly consequential parts of the band. And then it was finding our feet as new musicians and as a new group, and then releasing this new EP.
Mm-hmm.
And to us, that's sort of us, flourishing into the act, the performance that we are now. And for us, it's a new era. It was us finding our feet, as I said, and and sort of getting into the groove, but also finding our sound was the fun. You know, if you heard us a year ago, even with the same lineup versus now, completely different cat, completely different kettle of fish, and very much we've all settled, the dust has settled, you know. And it's very, I'd very much call it a new era for us as well. You know, fresher gigs, new venues we haven't played before, and looking at going on tour next year, hopefully, and doing all sorts, you know. So for us, it was something that we weren't doing prior, and now, you know, very much falling into what we call a new era, a new approach, and a new style. So
nice.
Yeah.
So in other words, you're locked in.
We're locked in the RDU car park.
No, that's awesome. I'm very, very glad to hear. Definitely sounds like that. I think there were some very strong emo kind of vibes here on the new track, Citalopram, especially on the breakdowns in between the verses. Are you all big emo heads?
Totally.
Totally, yeah.
Definitely used to be a Fall Out Boy fan, or maybe still am, you know, like
Paramore fan, I really am. And like, I guess that kind of like comes into the whole new era thing. I think we were kind of like trying to find our feet, like what Tim was saying, like last year, and then we've like, we kind of always call ourselves genre fluid, but I think we really do love that, like that pop punk sound in a way. Like, it really fun, I think, and almost like emo, alt rock, I don't know, just kind of all in this big woo-woo-woo.
Definitely, big bubble.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice. No, it's definitely a distillation of a lot of things, but I think, alt rock and emo vibes, for sure, very, very strong here on the new track in particular. Citalopram, the title itself is a reference to the SSRI, Citalopram. Now, I want to know, why choose Citalopram and not the other hard-working SSRIs out there, such as Dapoxetine, Voriotoxamine, or the classic Sertraline, you know? Why not give them some love?
Oh my god. Yeah, we wanted to, I guess, do something that was, it's kind of like different rather than just being like, here's this emo song and it's called Do You Love Me? We wanted to kind of do a really fun, like, metaphorical play on Citalopram and make like an antidepressant type song that could like give the listeners almost like this feeling of like whenever they hear it, they're like, oh, like, cool, I can like find, I can be really emo for a second, but I can like find love for myself within it. That's kind of like a message I would say in it. Hey,
yeah, definitely a big metaphor behind it all, you know what I mean? So that was really what we pushed for. We were trying to not be cliche, not be too predictable, you know, like Bex was saying. And we thought it was quite clever, as far as our standards go, you know, we're not very good, but
No, that's mean. I'm just looking at the side effects of Citalopram now, and there is a massive list. Holy shit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Literally 24 symptoms right here on Google. And they do include feeling good after listening to the song. Oh man. You'll do have an EP coming out next year. I want to know, can you reveal any details, a date it's being released or a name, how many songs going to be on there?
So we're pretty excited because it's going to be like our debut EP. We've never actually had a body of work this big. Quotations. And so I think we're going to call it like Misery and Serenity, I think, just like a really fun, I think that just rolls off the tongue well, like Misery and Serenity, the EP. It's a 5-track EP, and we get really, really genre fluid on it. There's like a rap song with
Who's rapping on the rap song? Are you doing like Amigos triplet style, like is that what you're doing?
Kind of, because I don't know, we all have so many like fun different influences, like personally, and a really big thing for me is I actually do really enjoy like rapping and freestyling and also like singing, I guess, like Amy from Evanescence, but yeah. And so it's crazy, like Tim's created so many awesome like guitar riffs and melodies that are so different, like Tired is really like energetic and like in your face, and then Riff Raff is quite like, starts off quite like melodic and slow, but then it picks up, it's got like a Arctic Monkey switch in it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Yeah, but the different thing with the EP, like as far as my two cents go, is every track we purposely made entirely different, not only in sound but also genre.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like we have African djembe drums and then all of a sudden we go to metal. It's still paying homage to our sound.
Mm-hmm.
Sound like a Teal Sky tune, but definitely we've just tried to be diverse, because in our eyes we feel that's something, it's sort of like a market that hasn't been tapped before, you know. It's something that, you know, because like especially listening to a lot of music nowadays in New Zealand, you know, a lot of gigs we go to, it's very much one or two key genres, you know, for example, just nice surf rock, for example, indie music, whereas we're like, right, why don't we try and write a rap song, why don't we try and write a funk song, and then within that whole writing process we found songs we wanted to keep. And then we're like, cool, let's take that approach to the EP and try and make something diverse, you know. So that's where we're at with the EP, pretty much.
Nice. I think the rap song and the emo, it's going to remind people of a certain band. That certain band is Linkin Park. And, you know, you could work a lot of punny names into there as well. You could be called, instead of Linkin Park, RDU Car Park. You could be called Linkin Park, but renamed the Lincoln, like Lincoln just outside of Christchurch. You could work a lot of ways into making that very Canterbury themed.
Lincoln University Car Park.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, that's fantastic. I can't wait to listen to the EP. I really want to thank you for your time here this morning, Bex and Tim. But I do want to know, have you got any more tracks that are going to come out in the near future and any more shows to plug?
Ooh, yeah. We're going to be releasing our next track, Tired, in December, which is going to be really, really fun. So it'll be like a before Christmas little fun. But we don't have any gigs like for the rest of this year, at least, cemented in. We're kind of thinking of maybe doing like some secret like house shows and stuff like that, kind of just like some little fun things that are kind of like on the low, because we just thought it would be, I don't know, really fun to do something like that. Like, we've been offered quite a lot of Crate Day slots as well, which we find quite funny.
Mm-hmm.
but overall, still paying homage to our, we'll still do a single release show and EP release show for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Genuine Invite 4.
Of course.
You'll be in there. Yeah.
Thank you.
We're making the game plans on how we want to attack that over New Year's, because it's, as much as it's a good time to release music, it's also tough where people are away or haven't got money or because they're out spending. So we're sort of making those game plans, but definitely stuff in the lineup for sure.
Mm. Well, I'm very keen to have you guys back on the show. I'm very keen to see you down in Aotearoa, Dunedin as well. That'd be great.
Yeah, we're talking to the Ivy Boys, and of course, you know, oh, gotta send love to Mason, Black Sail House Mason as well. We're trying to all tee up something, like some gigantic little thing, and then we just come down and we let it rip. That would just be so fun.
Let it rip indeed. Awesome. Everyone, thank you so much for coming on the show today. It was great chatting with you.
Thank you so much.
Cheers. All right, folks, that was Tim Miller and Bex Pemberton from the band Teal Sky chatting about their new track, Citalopram, which we're going to play for you very shortly.
A Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.